This is a Steam Studio production.
Welcome to the Steam Spotlight, where we celebrate the inspiring achievements of students, educators, and community partners making waves in the Steam field.
For this Steam Studio Spotlight, we are excited to welcome NIU Steam's very own Jasmine Carey. Now, Jasmine's love for Steam has led her on a beautiful journey, all starting with volunteering opportunities during her undergraduate years in NIU's College of Engineering and Engineering Technology. After graduating with her BS in Industrial Management and Technology, she pursued her MSED in Instructional Technology. During this time, Jasmine had the amazing opportunity to visit Tanzania to understand their perspective of STEAM education and work with not only educators, but also the community to try and change the mindset about hands-on learning. Jasmine's goal as an instructor is to not only teach, but to mentor with purpose, and STEAM allows her that opportunity. Jasmine uses STEAM education as a catalyst to equip students with their skills they need to be successful members of society, as well as confident critical thinkers ready to take on some of the world's toughest challenges through innovation and problem solving.
Well, welcome to the studio, Jasmine. It's great to sit down and talk to you. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do here for NIU STEAM?
Yeah, sure. My name is Jasmine Carey. I'm an instructor here with NIU STEAM. I work with the Barb City STEAM Team Middle School After School Program. We do summer camps. Yeah, just all around every day I'm here.
Doing fun stuff. I think your story is really interesting because this isn't your first experience doing this. So talk a little bit about how you got where you are and this role at NIU STEAM, and what are some of the experiences that helped get you there?
Yeah, sure. I am a graduate of NIU. I graduated with my undergrad in engineering technology, and then I received my master's in instructional technology. While I was in undergrad and in grad school, I was actually a student worker as well as a GA for NIU STEAM back when. I started off as a camp counselor. So over the summer, hanging out with the kids, helping out the instructors. And then I kind of moved into that instructor role and leading some of those camps. I graduated. I went to teach at a school in Rockford, started a makerspace out there and got some new initiatives going out there. And then now I am back full time as an instructor here. So
what was exciting about coming back? Like what were you hoping to accomplish and do by coming back into the informal learning space?
I think the most exciting thing was just the full circle moment, just like in the actuality of it all, just looking at that. But coming back to informal education and informal learning was really exciting for me because I think kids learn a lot in the informal setting, right? Because there's no pressure and we're encouraging them to question things with freedom, and there's no right or wrong answer or good or bad grade in that setting. So it gives them a little bit more freedom, a little bit more confidence. I was a kid that took apart a lot of stuff thanks to my parents for not being like, oh, you shouldn't have did that. But
what happened to my vacuum cleaner? Science, Mom.
That was an expensive experiment.
So just knowing that I was that type of kid, knowing if I had access to these resources here that we provide, who knows, I would have got interested even earlier than I did. So
were you always thinking about engineering or education? Like, was that something you always gravitated to, or did you discover it through your path?
Yeah, I think so. Looking back at as an adult, yes. I don't think I knew what it was called though. I used to build Legos, like I said, take apart things. I like to draw. At first, I thought I would do architecture. I thought that was the route. But then my uncle, he was like, I'd like to take apart things a little bit too much for that.
That's not a good skill in architecture. You want to stay up.
So yeah. And then in high school, I started to take a drafting course. And so we learned a lot of like the CAD softwares and model making and things like that. And so there, my teacher there, he kind of got me interested in modeling and 3D design. I was like, I like this side of it, you know. And so.
Nice. So when you were going back to high school, Jasmine, way back now, when you were thinking about coming to college, going there, what was the process to selecting NIU? Because I think you do have a unique perspective, at least on our team, from being someone that actually had that choice and then is now here at a different perspective as well.
Yes. Originally, I was accepted to NIU, and they had offered me scholarship awards at that time, and I was just really wanted to explore, and so I said, nah, that's only an hour away from home. I'm going to go all the way to Tennessee State and be 9 or 10 hours away, and I experienced my first semester there, and just other circumstances brought me back home. And then I enrolled at NIU in 2013, and I just kind of been around since.
Well, I love that you got that perspective, because the students that you're working with are a lot of local kids.
Yes.
And those of us who grew up locally, you know, NIU was not always our first choice for that exact reason. Mm-hmm. It was too close to home.
Absolutely.
And so what are some of the things that you're doing with our Barb City STEAM Team kids to help them see that this is a really great place to be, even if it is in your backyard?
Yeah, I think really getting them involved with their community, whether it be, you know, in the community of DeKalb or the community within the university here. Exposing them to different people, building different relationships, aside from all the STEAM education that we're bringing to them, just getting them involved in those types of activities. So like the service learning, even talking with professors and faculty here on campus. Like I said, I didn't know what it was called that I wanted to be. I didn't know it was engineering and architecture and had a name to it. So just giving them those options, it's like there's more than, you know, teacher, doctor, lawyer, police officer, whatever they teach you in kindergarten, right? So just letting them know there's different options and exposing them to resources in their community so that even when they're not with us in our space, they still know that, oh, I can go here and do these same type of activities or tasks and things like that.
I'll never forget working with the Barbs one time, and the mayor of DeKalb came, and they're just like, it was almost like a rock star walked in. So they're like, wait, you're the mayor? What does that, you know, what does that mean? And so it's bruh. But I love this year, or last year, I should say, how you had that opportunity where community leaders mm-hmm. came in, worked with the Barbs, and talked a bit about their paths and connected that to, and here's how you could do something similar, the degree paths, and like mm-hmm. getting them used to doing that on campus and making those connections. So like, talk a little bit more about some of those experiences with the students and how you're building that into the program.
I think that the whole purpose behind that series for us, the leadership series, was just to show different faces of success. They're already coming on a college campus. So even if that's not their first route or their first idea, if they like, I want to be an entrepreneur, so maybe I don't need college. But you still should have some background of business, right? So there is a certain line, you know, an expectation set. But yeah, with that series, it was just really fun for all the different faces from the community, because we had people from NIU Police Department where they might see them close by to their neighborhoods mm-hmm. or, you know, their homes, and being able to put a name to a face and making it a little bit more personable for the kids was really fun. We had a local entrepreneur. He's been a barber in DeKalb for over 10 years now. And he's some of the kids' barbers. So, and they're like, oh, I didn't know you came from that path. You know, those are conversations that he got to have that he might not have with the kids in the chair, because he's more of that, well, how was your day? How's things going with you? And so having him being able to share a little bit of his story, and the same thing with all the other guests, them sharing their story, was really cool. I think it was cool for the leaders too, because not all the time we get to take a step back and look at our own success, which is important, you know? And so, you know, the kids were really excited. And so I think that was helpful for them as well.
I liked when the barber was with the kids, they realized he did school for it. Like, right. He actually had to do years of preparation. And, like, it's not just a barber. He's like, no, I could cut women's hair. I could do whatever. Yeah, I specifically remember. Absolutely. He's like, I could balayage. Yeah. I was like, damn right. Go for it. But even our kids, right? It's like the kids were like, oh, you don't just, like, show up and do it. Yeah. You're like, no, I still have to be
You find that, you know, that passion, and then you you know, pursue that purpose or whatever, but there's some work that goes behind it. And so I think they kind of saw that.
Yeah. And that's what I kind of love about the program and the way that you're leading this program. It takes a different spin on college and career readiness. Mm-hmm. It's really helping them. You know, you can't dream of what you want to be until you see some of those things in action, and then understanding what it takes to go into that and do it. And what are some of the ways that you can get there? And I, as we work with the kids and we see them, do you have any kind of fun success stories of, like, I know we love, like, all of them. All of them. How long of a podcast do you have?
I think I can't pinpoint one. The overall theme that I'm really proud of is just their growth and confidence. Mm-hmm. Because there's several students, they came in kind of quiet, kind of meek, right? Just not really open to being open. And now they don't stop. Like, and not just like in the tone of like being middle schoolers, but like they're taking on different roles, different clubs, leadership in other places. And their teachers, we had over the summer camp, the programming, they could tell which students were involved in the after school program just because they were just willing to try. Like, they were comfortable with, like, oh, maybe I don't know this yet, but somebody will help me and I'll learn by the end of this. So
was that intentional, Jasmine, that you within the learning space or within our classrooms, are you trying to present opportunities for our students to just try? Like, how do you build that in? What is the difference then?
Yes, that's kind of the first day of programming. We open up and it's like, hey, you're here to learn. Mistakes are learning opportunities. So it's okay to try and fail, but it's not okay to not try at all, right? Mm-hmm. The old saying. So I think the first step is building that confidence, letting them know that it's a safe space. You know, you mess it up, we'll figure it out. We can fix it. Like, we'll find a solution. You know, you're at STEAM now, so it's all about the design cycle and trying it again until it works, you know? So
does that give, because you said they're open, they're exploring things, you're opening up a lot of opportunities to explore and grow. What happens when it doesn't work out? And maybe you do get some of those, I'm going to use classroom management as the term here, but some of those issues that do come up when a student is frustrated or is having difficulty learning this stuff. How do you navigate more of those emotional or those social emotional learning opportunities in this space?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit between me utilizing my resources. We have so many great resources on campus that are willing to work with students and even middle school age students, because you think about it being a university. But we have those resources where they come in and they work on SEO. They work on relationship building, proper relationships, like what good relationships look like. Communication, teamwork, leadership, they work on those things with those students. But also bringing it back to informal education, as well, we have a little bit more flexibility so that if there are students struggling, if this is just not your thing right now, let's give it a break. Let's try something else. Mm. So like if a student's struggling with 3D design, hey, you want to try out science for a day or two and see how you feel about that and see what's going on? Because they could always come back to that. There'll always be another opportunity, another session, a Friday club. There'll always be another opportunity for them to go ahead and practice that skill. But if they feel like they're failing and we're, you know, pushing them, then I think at some point as the adults, we have to look at, all right, this just isn't working right now. Or yet, like we can keep it, we can come back to it. And so in our space, we have space for that.
Wow. Well, and I think too, the other thing I've seen is there might be students who are struggling in an area, but then academically, but then when they come and work with us, they might see that content in a different situation or approach it and engage with it differently. And suddenly you get an aha moment. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's what that's trying to do. Yes. And they can come back then and it helps them be successful in some of those more formal settings as well, because they've interacted with the information differently.
Yeah. And in the middle schools, they do the plant cell project where they have to make the model of it out of whatever. And everybody's like, the one day everybody's like, oh, I got to do my project. So that day was dedicated to plant cells and modeling. And some students are like, oh, I need a styrofoam ball. But there was one student I had been struggling to get them to just start on the worksheet in general. And so I'm like, hey, you like the 3D design, right? Let's 3D design the plant cell. Like, let's go make it in Tinkercad or something like that. And then we can either laser cut it or we can 3D print it. And the student's like, oh, yeah, okay, all right. I'm like, but you got to do your worksheet first.
We got to play.
Yeah, it was a deal. It went from a week of trying to 30 minutes if I'm done. And I'm like, wow. Oh, you know exactly what you're doing.
You
okay.
know the
cool.
content.
You got it. You got it.
Which
you
goes just, back to what, so we, yeah, what we're trying to do for as an education or as educators in general is how are you connecting the student to the content and using different modalities to do that in? And as you said, we've got in an informal setting, maybe a little bit more space and flexibility with some of that. Mm-hmm. So it's great enrichment for some of these kids to explore things differently.
Absolutely.
Is there something, as you're at the beginning of the semester and both our NIU students are returning to campus and then our Barb City after school program students are coming back, is there something that you're looking forward to this year or something you'd like to build in or accomplish within this year with both our current NIU students, because we have them helping out with the Barb City STEAM team, and then our middle schoolers?
I think just for our students, our student workers that work here, it's just the continued growth. I've seen confidence and growth in them as well, and it's wonderful to watch, especially as they go through their collegiate career. And you know, it's like mini adulting, right? You're not all the way there as an adult just yet. So you get a little flexibility, but I'm really excited to see their continued growth. We offer volunteer opportunities as well on our Fridays where we have club days with the kids. So if there's like interest, for that person, they could come in and work with the kids with that. Like we could craft, crochet, robotics. So I'm looking forward to seeing what type of volunteers we bring in. And for the kids, as always, I'm just excited to, you know, get them involved in different things and meeting new people and building that confidence to last. I'm a little shaky because we got some sixth graders. Well, we got some eighth graders who came in as sixth graders. And so this is like my first year of seeing like them progress through. And so this is kind of their last year in middle school. But I'm so excited. They've done so well. And yeah, I'm just a big baby. I mean,
we got to have a huge graduation.
As we keep telling them, like, stay with us when they come here to NIU. How do we hire them? I think that's what's really exciting about our ability to kind of connect long term with some of these kids. We don't just see them for a session and then they go. Mm-hmm. We're developing the relationships. We're helping them, you know, move on to whatever that aspirational thing is, which is really exciting. We get very emotional over it.
I know. Yeah, they gonna hear this and they're gonna clown me. So I'm ready for it though.
One thing I'm always excited about is our Barb City STEAM team hosts the STEAM studio at STEM Fest, and yes, they get to organize that stuff. And then at the end of the year, they do our STEAM and Dream cover. So they're getting experiences doing some real event planning, scheduling, all of those important things. Is there an element that you enjoy seeing the students kind of figure out when it comes to doing more, maybe more of those adult elements of planning and figuring out?
The accountability, like, and the responsibility that they take on is crazy. Like, they're really holding each other accountable. It's like, hey, you did not print out this paper. I told you to ask Jasmine to print out this paper for you. You did not. I'm like, all right, guys, I'll go print out the paper. Like, but like they are really involved in their roles. And like, it's great to see, because it's like you introduce it to them and it's so, sometimes it can be really unfamiliar and they kind of take the back seat. Mm-hmm. But then when you see them kind of like, oh, well, I'm good at this, so let me step up in this role. And then they're like, running the show, I'm like, yeah, you tell them, you know, get me to print that paper out.
Well, I love hearing too, where some of them are like, when we start a project or you're like the STEAM and Dream, mm-hmm. and they'll come, if this is their second year, it's like, this is the role I want to play.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
they're starting to identify and understand their strengths and the areas.
Like, I want
to
be a project manager. Yes. Like, last year, you knew
I
teacher.
Decided. This year, this is my role.
And you're like, me.
You got it. Yes. No, it's this time of year is always so much fun because it's new start, yes, new kids, yes, and just seeing the possibilities that are open.
Absolutely.
With that, then, I was going to say, if someone's listening and wants to find out more information about the Barb City STEAM team, what's the best way to do that?
You can visit our website, niusteam.niu.edu, and the Barb City after school programming. There's a link that says apply today. It'll take you to a form, register, and then I will contact you.
Perfect.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jasmine, for coming in and talking to us. I know it's not going to be the last time we will have conversations because there's so much going on, but we appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you guys for having me.
This has been a production of the STEAM Studio. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and leave a review to help others discover our shows. You can listen on platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this STEAM Spotlight. Thank you to our partners, NIU STEAM and Northern Illinois University, for supporting this podcast. If you would like to learn more about the work we do, please check us out online at niusteam.niu.edu. Thank you so much for listening.